What I found in a thousand towns, a traveling musician's guide to rebuilding America's communities, one coffee shop dog run and open mic night at a time. That's a long title.
Yeah. I figured that one out.
But you got a lot to talk about in that book. And I wanted to say, I felt like I should come up with the Dara Williams lexicon from your book as well, with positive proximity, social capital, community currency, and my favorite CRS, combustible river syndrome. Tell me, first of all, the most important thing, of course, is the positive proximity. That's being around people and being open to working with the people that you're around. Is that a good definition there?
That's terrific, yeah.
And what does that do for a community as far as revitalizing it, giving it life, and bringing that life, I guess, back to downtown areas and other areas in the community?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, it's everything, because it's kind of the ethos in the air that it's worth it, you know, that you are welcome into the commons, that the commons exist, that there's a there, and that therefore, you know, in that ethos, there are lots of points of access and ways of getting involved and an ever-deepening sense of identity that's really, you know, enriching to a city and a town and to the people in it. And some dividends of that would be things like, you know, there's a bunch of potholes in the road. We don't point to people and blame them for not fixing the potholes. We have these potholes. How are we going to address them? And it's, you know, there's a sense of we've got something to work on. You know, we are the mushroom capital of North America. How are we going to capitalize on that? You know, what kind of festivals will we have? How will we bring that to our restaurants and our local economy? You know, so it's everything from sort of everyday workings to a sense of identity and thriving and celebration. You need positive proximity in the air in order for leadership to work, and in order for, you know, for people to have a sense of place and a sense of meaning, and also to be able to reach out to one another and address inequality, loneliness, you know, racism, and feelings of isolation. You know, that positive proximity also means that you know the panorama of where you are in such a way that you're kind of looking out and saying, how are we going to build bridges to different parts of our area, our region, so that we all feel connected.
So it's a matter of a community taking ownership of what they have, whether it's positive or negative. They take ownership of the positive that they have and build upon that, take ownership of the negative and work to correct that.
That's beautiful. Yes, a sense of ownership. It's a sense, you know, it's a feeling that you have that, and that's very much something that came up in when I was in Carrboro. You know, they were addressing certain things. You know, there was a food truck issue. Somebody didn't want food trucks, but the town, you know, got to work, and within a week there was a food truck ordinance. And I said, how did that get passed so quickly? Was it because you've got this great little community station, you've got some great newspapers, you've got a, you know, proactive city council that kind of hopped on the issue and dealt with it? And the former mayor who I was interviewing said, the people here just know that they own the town. And it just that sense of the collective was very strong to me. And that sense of the collective is something that you sort of achieve and accumulate and arrive at, you know, over time. And once that sense is out there, yes, you build on it. You build on it and very productively.
Well, since you started writing this book, there has been even a greater divide evidenced in this country. And how is this a way to get that division dealt with on a grassroots level rather than trying to do it politically on a national or even state level? But you go into communities and people realize what they have in common rather than what separates them?
Yeah, and I think it's really important for people to understand that there is a narrative of division. There is there are a lot of words of division coming out of the national government right now, and towns will see it, and cities will see it, and states. People will come in, and there are these sort of symptoms of that narrative, you know, symptoms that that narrative has is trying to find its way and seep into people's consciousnesses. That one of the things, one of the hallmarks is, you know, people saying things like, we have these things that can be easily fixed, but, you know, government and people are such morons that they can't figure it out. That's not true. It takes a while for us to deliberate towards finding the best solutions. It's what my friend calls grappling. So, you know, if somebody comes in and says, what a bunch of morons you are, that's a very important thing to take notice and push against. The other is a person just coming along and saying, look how divided you are. Look how divided. And this side is wrong. And then, you know, the side that is told they're wrong pushes back and says, no, you're wrong. And then the narrative continues, you know, where the person saying everything is divided, saying, see, look, they're so defensive. Look how divided we are. You know, so, you know, just that person coming in and saying, look how divided you are, is like throwing the apple of discord down the table, as you know, Greek mythology, you know, somebody threw the apple of discord down the table. And that was the beginning of the Trojan War. Well, I do have a sense of what the opposite of division is, which is collaboration. So whether you're a city or a state or a small town, you can say, you know, we're not really trying to achieve perfect unity here. We are willing to collaborate. We don't all get along, and we don't all like each other, but we have dovetailing skill sets and a sense of the loose network that gets things done, and we collaborate. Because we own our town, because we are a part of, you know, the fabric. So I feel like I'm encouraging a narrative of collaboration and willingness to collaborate as a counter to the narrative of division. A narrative of division is in and of itself very destructive.
And along with that, what might be considered political division, cultural division, whatever, there's also the issue of just, you know, some people just like they're private people. They don't want to they don't want to come out and have to deal with other people. As my wife says, I don't want to go out there. It's all people-y out there.
I know. But you know what? There's a difference. Okay, well, you might disagree with this, and your wife might disagree with this, but there's a difference between not wanting to get out there where it's all people-y and not wanting to be a part of your town. And that to me is a lot, you know, when I go to places where, you know, you send something smooth, you know, something that's proceeding, there's a place for the people who don't want to get all people-y, you know. A lot of people who don't like other people still like to make posters for events, still, you know, can bake brownies and leave them out on their doorstep for other people to pick up and, you know, have at the local, you know, town meeting. You know, there are a lot of people who don't like other people like to file and put books away and organize book sales and do stuff like that in their town. Or at the very least, they feel like they like their solitude. They like to be apart from it, but they don't feel isolated or in acrimony with that town. I have a whole bunch of loners in my family, but they enjoy what they do in the community because they do still feel like they're a part of it.
All right. I'm gonna tell my wife that I added to the Darrell Williams lexicon, people-y. You used the word.
I totally understand. And I feel like there's so many ways to get what I wrote about kind of off by 10%, you see this folk singer saying, hey, let's just all get along. And I'm like, no. You know, in order to write songs, I need a lot of time to myself. And I just, you know, if every bolt of time and space were like a, you know, fabric store, I would buy the whole store. I mean, I love to have all the time and space I can possibly have to do what I do by myself. But there's something about a town that encourages us to, you know, distrust, you know, that's different than just feeling like you're off to the side and doing your own thing and being involved when you want to be involved. That's completely valid.
Oh, yeah, and there's always a sense of the other, you know. It's like, you're not part of my life, but I will admit that you're part of my community life, and that affects me, so I'll give a little, you know.
Right,
I'll take it as far as I can take it. Yeah, yeah.